We spoke every day without fail. Every week he used to bring his two girls, Abby and Sophie, and Jen, of course, over to see us, and we always used to have something to eat. He would talk to me about anything and everything. And he was just such a perfect son, really. He was loveliest. My two daughters as well, of course, but a son to a mum is something slightly different to two daughters who are very independent. But David, he liked the thought that there was somebody to go to speak to, I think.
On October the 5th, 2015, PC Dave Phillips had his life stolen away from him when he was hit by a stolen car. David will be the first fallen officer from Merseyside to be remembered by the new police Arboretum Memorial. His mother Carol and his younger sister Kate shared their memories of him.
He was the ultimate big brother that you just aspire to be. We all, both David and my sister and myself, we all had medical problems when we were little. We didn't get to go to school and get the grades. So I aspired to be what he achieved throughout his life. And that's kind of gone on from what I'm doing now. I've gone back to school and going to college now, and that's what he did. He started with nothing and then he progressed to become this amazing police officer. And he did that through everything that he did himself. And I always looked up to him.
I think everybody that knew David loved David. He was the type of boy, even as a little young boy, there was never anyone in the street that didn't want to play with David. Or David had to always be in there and never left out.
The Police Arboretum Memorial Trust, based in Staffordshire, will provide a living memorial working alongside the families of the fallen. There will also be a digital interactive space that will bring to life the personal stories behind the names. Kate and Carol spoke about why the trust is so important.
I think having the police memorial there is such a good thing for the police family, because even if nobody else likes to think of the police that way, there's someone that does. There is a risk in everyday life, whatever you do, whatever job you do, even if it's just walking to the shop. But there's more of a risk with a police officer. You take that on. He took that on, unfortunately. Ultimately, he paid the ultimate sacrifice for it. But I think people need to understand that a little bit more. Anybody ever wanted to go and see his plaque and listen to what we say, it's nice to know that people out there appreciate certain people.
Terribly hard to. Sorry. To accept, really. So he wasn't meant to be here to enjoy life like he should have been able to, like most people can. And he so deserved it because he was such a wonderful man, beautiful boy, great policeman. And that, you know, that's what's the worst thing about this, but I'm so proud of him, so terribly proud of him.